Home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Thank you. got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be.
Party every day, and I'm feeling
Fun music. 105.7 CFW. Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Give it to me one time tonight. Listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere. CFW.
Get into you. Don't try to fight it.
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
that I could stay. Girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. 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 We'll be right back.
get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Ignoring established federal law, the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority overturned two lower court decisions and allowed Virginia to continue its purge of suspected registered non-citizen voters. News outlets have since confirmed that eligible Virginia voters were among them. Virginia is the latest state which has pushed such purges without adequate investigation to support a national GOP narrative, sweeping up American-born and naturalized citizens in the process. The National Voter Registration Act prohibits any purges within 90 days of an election. Virginia Public Radio and NPR have already found eligible voters on the list who apparently checked the wrong box at the DMV and now have had their registrations canceled. A similar purge of over 3,200 purported non-citizens in Alabama was halted in federal court in October. Court documents showed over 2,000 of them were valid U.S. citizens and eligible voters. In Texas, after Governor Abbott trumpeted that 6,500 non-citizen voters would be purged, the Secretary of State's office found only 581 were registered illegally, according to the Texas Tribune. Even more alarming is the Supreme Court's willingness to ignore established federal law and render a decision which, at the very least, has an appearance of partisanship, and worse, what that appearance could mean for post-election litigation. We have links to check a registration at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about rich folks. They just keep getting richer. And I bet nobody listening to this broadcast will be surprised to learn that since 2020, the five richest billionaires have more than doubled their wealth in just a few years. I mean, the system really does reward the winners. But I think it's time to shift the balance. And me and the 6 million members at Work Money have some ideas. It's on us to pull our chair up to the table where those folks are making decisions. As consumers, we vote with our wallets. As citizens and constituents, we hold elected officials accountable to what we need from them. That's what we do at Work Money. You want to get involved? You can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Join us. Help make sure your voice is heard. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. More than half of the members of a committee studying the future of the universities of Wisconsin system have recommended that UW-Madison be separated. The Madison campus of the system is by far the largest and most high profile, and 13 of the 18 members of the committee say separating it would help it compete on a national level. UW system officials and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers have pushed back on the potential future for the school, saying they prefer to solve problems within the system and that the system is working fine. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance have announced nearly $500,000 in funding to expand reproductive and maternal health care coverage. According to a press release, Wisconsin is one of 14 states to receive the funding through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Expanding Access to Women's Health Grant Program. The OCI will use the funding to conduct a consumer survey, evaluate compliance with contraceptive coverage mandates, and promote access to the services. Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials say bridge work on Highway 93 in Eau Claire will finally be wrapping up. According to the DOT, work on the bridge over I-94 is scheduled to end the week of November 4th. The over $1 million project has been in progress since July, seeing the replacement of the bridge deck, sidewalks, and bridge joints. One lane of traffic in each direction remained open over the bridge, but the entrance ramp to westbound I-94 was temporarily closed. The bridge was showing signs of deterioration. A St. Paul man accused of helping to hide four corpses at a Dunn County farm has been convicted after a three-day trial. On Wednesday, a jury found Darren Osborne guilty on four counts of being party to hiding a corpse in a cornfield north of Wheeler. Four victims were shot and killed by Osborne's son, Antoine Suggs, who asked Osborne to help him move the bodies from Minnesota to Wisconsin. Suggs is currently serving a 101-year prison sentence for the murders, and Osborne is facing up to 50 years in prison when sentenced in December. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with some off and on patchy fog here throughout the day. Today, our high in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely and highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51. CFW.
CFW 1057
serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.